This is the press release from the County Assembly of Unyamira. We are sorry for this impromptu presser, which has been necessitated by the orchestrated harassment of former Cabinet Secretary, Interior and Government Coordination, Dr. Fred Matiang'i. Dr. Fred Matiang'i is a national leader who most diligently delivered to his assignment in government, prevailing circumstances notwithstanding. As Omogusi, despite various ups and downs, we are very proud of our son and hold him in extreme regard for the role he played in rallying and our community. Behind the government, he so selflessly and passionately served. He is credited with numerous institutional and infrastructural developments across the nation. We therefore join the rest of Kenyans in condemning the unwarranted raid on his residence yesterday night, played the battery of lawyers and leaders who made it to his home in time to thwart the otherwise evil scheme of returning our country to the dark era of repression, characterized by arbitrary night arrests and other forms of harassment on senior officials. And the members we applaud is our Right Honorable Opposition Leader Raila Odinga, and the lawyers led by our son, Danston Omari. We single out the two members and their team. Dr. Matiang'i should be accorded the respect due to him, and we certainly stand in solidarity with him as leaders and Kenyans in general. We also condemn those leaders who are clapping at the heinous attempt on Waziri's life. Our people, what is happening does not look like just an attempt to arrest Waziri Matiang'i, but sounds more of a bigger plan that might result in assassination, going by fears expressed by the former CS. We call on investigative agencies to investigate the raid and also request the government to over-enhance security to Dr. Fred Matiang'i. We can confirm that his life is in grave danger. This comes at a backdrop of security withdrawal just a few days ago. We appeal to the president to remain committed to his promise that state machinery is not abused to whatever end and the rule of law should prevail. We also implore His Excellency the President to rein on some of his close allies who want to take advantage of proximity to him to intimidate other Kenyans. We could further like to remind the president to stand with Matiang'i like he did in the entire Jubilee government from 2013 to 2017. It's in public knowledge that the president was among the strongest supporters of the former Interior CS in the entire government of Jubilee. Regrettably, since Matiang'i vacated office, the Gusii community has been shortchanged, for instance, in the 2022 general election. Unyamira County gave His Excellency Dr. Ruto 37% of the presidential vote that was cast in Unyamira. But he didn't appoint a single cabinet secretary or principal secretary from this county. In fact, no senior government position has been filled from Unyamira, which is in stark contrast with the former government of Jubilee, where CS Matiang'i served beside other senior government officers from this region. We demand our right share of the national cake. To our people, as the Omogusi community, we are coming together to decide on who should lead us, and we are not short of options. Today, we have opened the doors to pursue the unity of Omogusi all over the country and abroad. Lastly, Mr. President, when you campaigned, you had the people and a God with a pipe. Let the same Bible be your guide with the spirit that you should not do others what you shouldn't want to be done unto you. The same God and the same people still remain. And the Omogusi community is one of the prevalent communities we have that you should not rattle. Let our son be respected. Let him be given the security. And we looking and charting our way forward. We can't miss options. Thank you very much. Thank you.